This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNA Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU, Pure IT Credit Union Services, and Genucy.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CUNA Lending Council Conference here in lovely San Diego, California. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. David Roan from CUNA. David, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm
glad to see you again.
Great to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been probably, what, 2 years at least? Yeah, well,
at least
maybe
a couple. I know that for sure.
I know, for everybody, it's been at least a couple.
Yeah.
So good to get back into person. And this is.
And
speaking of getting back in person, this is the first CUNA Lending Council in a couple of years as well, right?
First CUNA Lending Council since 2019, and it kind of wraps up the year for us with the councils.
That's right.
It's the last of the council conferences. Yeah. We went all in this year on face-to-face. So it is the final for us.
You guys, you closed out the year pretty good. Not only are you in my hometown, thank you very much for that, but there's a ton of people here.
Yeah.
A lot of people. And what I'm hearing from a lot of the vendors is like they like the people that are here, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's the right people for them to talk to, and vice versa as well for the attendees.
You know, it's perfect for both sides of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of the folks that are the decision makers or the influencers of the decision makers that are a part of this, and then the subject matter experts that are part of the vendor community. It's you know, they're imparting some good ideas and wisdom to and opportunities to the members as well.
Yeah, a lot of the breakout sessions are obviously really timely. I mentioned this earlier, is that I was thinking this conference couldn't have happened at a more appropriate time based on what's going on in the economy right now and interest rates going up and lending being affected by that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So the timing is impeccable.
Absolutely. And you know, the thing I think about this conference and really all of our conferences, the fact that and Bray was talking about this during the membership launch, that it's very organic, it's member driven as an organization we are, and so the members really are have a pulse of what's important and what's going on, and they help create this event and the other events. Between the eight councils, we've got about 450 volunteers in total, so we really are an organization that's driven by members, member run, and with eight executive committees, about 33 subcommittees, and 400 volunteers across the organization,
grief,
with 8,000 members.
That's a lot.
they really have the pulse of what's important, and that's why I think when we get together with these kind of events, we're really hitting the bullseye on all those discussions.
Yeah, most definitely. And how many councils are there now? It seems like there's a one or two new each year or something.
Right.
I'm just
now,
kidding, but it seems that way sometimes.
There's now eight councils.
Okay.
And we, during the middle of the pandemic, we added a council.
Was it the CEO council? Or?
We added the Compliance and Risk Council.
Compliance, okay.
Ironically enough, during the middle of the pandemic, a little bit of risk going on there.
A little bit.
So there's a council for marketing and business development. That was actually one of the first councils that came on board.
Yeah.
And then HR and organizational development, finance, operations and member experience, technology, lending, compliance and risk, and a CEO council.
CEO,
and that was
the
second most recent council that we added about 5 years ago.
Yeah. And so what are some plans for 2023? Obviously, all the conferences were all back in person, full bore, that type of stuff. What other type of news do you have on that front?
So, I think we're going to continue to lean into those things that really are working well. Being driven by the members, there's always some really good ideas that they're coming up with. So we'll continue to have, the types of breakout sessions and general sessions that we've had for these. Looking ahead, there's more and more, while we're focused on individual disciplines, there's more and more interest and need to have those cross-discipline conversations. So I think that's part of what we would be doing at the conferences and as a part of the virtual roundtables that we do, the chats that we do in white papers, is to look for opportunities where we're not talking to just lenders, but lenders plus finance folks and kind of a blend of different disciplines that are coming together to share their insights. Because back in their offices, they're not in their tunnels.
That is true.
So that's a lot of what we're going to be looking at during.
Well, it's good to get the fresh idea from a different perspective, I would think.
Yeah, looking at it through different lenses. Whatever the issue, pick your issue, and there's probably, three or four different disciplines that really have an interest but from a slightly different perspective. So whether it's workplace issues, you know, return to work and retaining or recruiting employees, the lenders might have an interest in it. That's a little bit different than finance folks or from operations folks or HR folks. Yeah. And there's a different take on it.
Yeah, I agree. And I was thinking about a lot of the topics. I was looking at kind of the agenda. Obviously, I live by that agenda, as most of us do here at the conference. But how soon or late do you come up with a lot of these ideas? Because obviously, we're living in a very fast-paced, fast-changing environment. Yeah. So what's the, is there like a cutoff time? Or is like, hey, do we make some final tweaks like at the 11th hour?
There are times where there are final tweaks at the 11th hour. A lot of it, so there's a chunk of it that gets put together fairly early on. We'll take about 6 or 8 weeks off, maybe after this conference, before we start the process of next year. But then we're into it heavy and creating all the different building blocks. But there's always a point in time where we're looking to, are there issues that have popped up that we really need to focus on because it's late-breaking. And then one of the other sessions that we'll do at this conference and some of the others where it's more of an open-form discussion. So it flows into that kind of give and take on what's happening today.
Yeah, you've had a few of those roundtable sections where it's kind of like you said, free-flowing, what's happening right now. Yeah, so you got that part of it.
Because if you structure it too much and don't have those sorts of things, that you can have a lot of sessions that are stale.
I hear you.
Well, that was really important, you know, 7 months ago, but things have changed a lot just in the last 7 months here.
Right? I know. Yeah, the big thing here is, you know, obviously interest rates, inflation, liquidity, all that type of stuff. But who knows what's going to be happening this time next year, you know? Yeah, so it could things can be totally different.
Exactly.
Obviously. So getting back to this conference, I just want to get maybe just to kind of close out here.
Yeah.
What have been some of your highlights at this conference? Anything stand out? Obviously, a lot of it has been fantastic and very timely and topical. But anything stand out for you?
Well, you know, I guess I love the sessions that we were just talking about, where it's folks that are getting together to just share their current insights and information. I think the general sessions always impart some interesting stuff. We had a session earlier today at Lamont Black on cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And that's still something obviously a lot of folks are getting their arms around. But we've got with 40 plus different sessions, it seems like it's something for everyone.
Oh, completely. And Lamont Black, by the way, has been a very popular person in the credit union industry this year. So he's a popular guy.
Well, no doubt.
The reason, I mean, I've seen him talk like 2 or 3 times already this year and here as well. And he put a lending spin on it all, which was perfect, obviously.
Yeah.
But he just spells it out so nicely, you know, and he makes it, he kind of simplifies it for those of us like me who are still trying to wrap their heads around this whole thing. I really appreciate his message and you guys having him here.
I think one of the other things, obviously, you've got a lot of great content, a lot of opportunities to network and for folks to be able to share insights and information. But one of the other things that we do at these events is we have a give back. And I just got done talking to the folks that were involved with that, the organization that we had a give back with. And they were teary-eyed and just floored by how much we did for them. And one of their principals said, you know, as we were here walking around talking and getting a sense of everything, we really got it really struck us that this people helping people isn't just a slogan. It's really here.
Yeah, it's for real.
And it really opened their eyes to the sorts of things that we're doing. And when we can do that and raise some money for a really good cause and help some people that are local out as well, it's a cool thing. So that's one of the things that's sort of icing on the cake and all the rest of this other stuff.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's the credit union wheelhouse, as we say. So giving back.
Yeah.
Give them back, sir. All right. Well, David, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here, sir?
No, we're just looking forward to 2023. Mm-hmm. Already making those plans. So that'll be right around the corner.
No doubt. Yeah, I was just talking to somebody about GAC coming up. Like, it's going to be here before you know it.
It's four months away,
but it's going to be here quickly.
Exactly.
All righty, sir. Well, I'll let you get back at it. I know you have a busy schedule, so we always appreciate the time that you give us.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Studio Lounge interviews sponsored by CUNY Mutual Group, Pulsate, PSCU,
Peer IT, Credit Union Services,
and
Origination Technology for today's credit unions.